कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय सबल राम सबल राम सबल राम। जय सबल राम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय Nithai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, कलिपान हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की शुभ्रपाद की सामवेद भक्तुंद की सामवेद भक्तुंद की सामवेद भक्तुंद की जय श्री श्री गौर गुरु और गौरांग की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः
Hari Bol, chapter 40, 41, huh?
41, okay. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 41, Krishna and Balaram enter Mathura. So we'll be going through 24 through 40, verse number 24 until 39, we'll be reading the translation. So it's mentioned, the women of Mathura hurriedly assembled and went forth to see the two sons of Vasudeva. They entered the city on King's Road, surrounded by their cowherd boyfriends. Some of the women, my dear king, eagerly climbed to the roofs of their houses to see them. Some of the ladies put their cloths and ornaments on backwards. Others forgot one of their earrings or ankle bells, and others applied makeup to one eye but not the other. So there is one small purport, one line purport. The ladies were very eager to see Krishna. In their haste and excitement, they forgot themselves. Those who were taking their meals abandoned them. Others went out without finishing their baths and massages. Women who were sleeping at once rose when they heard of the commotion, and mothers breastfeeding their infants simply put them aside. The lotus-eyed Lord, smiling as he recalled his bold pastimes, captivated the ladies' minds with his glances. He walked with the gait of a lordly elephant in rut, creating a festival for their eyes. With his transcendental body, which is the source of pleasure for all divine goddesses of fortune. The ladies of Mathura had repeatedly heard about Krishna, and thus, as soon as they saw him, their hearts melted. They felt honored that he was sprinkling upon them the nectar of his glances and broad smiles. Taking him into their hearts through their eyes, they embraced him, the embodiment of ecstasy, and as their bodily hair stood on end, O subduer of enemies, they forgot their unlimited distress caused by his absence. Their lotus faces blooming with affection, the ladies who had climbed to the roofs of the mansions rain down showers of flowers upon Lord Balram and Lord Krishna. Brahmana, standing along the way, honored the two lords with presentations of yogurt, unbroken barleycorns, pots full of water, garlands, fragrant substances such as sandalwood paste and other items of worship. The women of Mathura exclaimed, "Oh, what severe austerities the gopis must have performed to be able to regularly see Krishna and Balram, who are the greatest source of pleasure for all mankind." Seeing a washerman approaching who had been dyeing some cloths, Krishna asked him for the finest laundered garments he had. Lord Krishna said, "Please give suitable garments to the two of us, who certainly deserve them. If you grant this charity, you will undoubtedly receive the greatest benefit." Thus requested by the Supreme Lord, who is perfectly complete in all respects, that arrogant servant of King King became angry and replied insultingly. The washerman said, "You impudent boys, you are accustomed to roaming the mountains and forests, and yet you would dare put on such clothes as these. These are the king's possessions. You are asking for. Fools, get out here quickly. Don't beg like this. If you want to stay alive, when someone is too bold, the king's men arrest him and kill him and take all his property." As the washerman thus spoke brazenly, the son of Devaki became angry, and then merely with his fingertips he separated the man's head from his body. The washerman's assistants all dropped their bundles of cloths and fled down the road, scattering in all directions. Lord Krishna then took the cloths. Krishna and Balram put on pair of garments that especially pleased them, and then Krishna distributed the remaining cloths among the cowherd boys, leaving some scattered on ground. Now we'll come to the last verse, so we'll go with the verse. Tatau tu vakyah pritas tu vakyah pritas tayor vasam akalpayan tayor vasam akalpayan vichitra varnaish chelier vichitra varnaish chelier akalpair anurupatah akalpair anurupatah tatastu vayakah pritay tayor vesham akalpayat vichitra varnai chailaye akalpair ururupah rupatah tatastu vakyah pritay tayor vesham akalpayat vichitra varnai chailaye akalpaye anurupatah.
Matajis. Tatastu vaika pitae. Tayor vesham akalpaya. Vichitra varne chele. Akalpaye anurupata. Tatastu vaika pitae. Tayor vesham akalpayat vechitra varnai chale akalpair anurupatah tathah.
Then two more or
vaikah avaivar pritah
affectionate
tayoha for the two of them vesham dress akalpayet arranged vichitra various varnai with colors chele made of cloth akalpatay with ornaments anurupatah suitably.
Translation purport.
Thereupon a waver came forward and feeling affection for the lords, nicely adorned their attire with cloth ornaments of various colors. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the waver adorned the lords with cloths, armlets and earrings that looked just like jewels. The word anurupatah indicates that the colors matched nicely. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitam Cha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vidadara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here now what we see, Krishna has just entered Mathura. So Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, they are called Nitya Leela. So out of Vrindavan, the Krishna's Leela, what they are called, anyone knows? What Krishna performs his pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka, what Leela they are? They are not Nitya Leela. What Leela they are called? Naimittik, occasional pastimes. So many verses we are going through. But I'll just take word from the 24th shloka, that the women of Mathura, they were very eager when Krishna entered Mathura. So they were very much eager to see Lord Krishna. And one of Lord Krishna's qualities is that Krishna, the literal meaning of Krishna is that one who attracts everyone, irrespective of everything. It is not that only after playing Krishna attracts everyone. It's not like that. So just by his physical presence, Krishna can attract everyone and anyone. So recently we had Jagannath's pastimes. So after Anvastra Leela, 15 days, Jagannath gets sick. After that, there is one Leela. Anyone knows what is that Leela called? Netrosav. What is the Netrosav means? Utsava means the festival for the eyes, not for the Lord, for the devotees. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this nice verse where it is mentioned that Ardina Jagannathera Netrosava Nama Mahosava Haila Bhaktera Pranasama. So it is mentioned that the next day marked the performance of festival of Netrosav. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees, because they get to see the Lord from that day onwards. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to go to Alarnath for 15 days when the Lord gets sick in this pastime. And what we see in Vrindavan pastime, especially in Gokul, when Krishna was doing his Kishore and Paugand Leela, Kaumar Leela. So literally every day the gopis, they used to come just to have a look at Krishna. Thereafter, when Krishna, he came to Vrindavan, so that time also Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami mentions, so when Krishna used to go for herding the cows in the morning and till the time he came in the evening, so literally the gopis, they were meditating on Krishna and they were anxiously looking when Krishna will come in the evening. There is one nice verse in that Songs of Separation, chapter 31, 10th canto. So, Gopi Geet, Atati yad bhayam ahani kanakam, truti yugayate tvam apashyatam, kutila kundalam sri mukham chate, jada utekshitam, prakshamakrit dasham. So, what the gopis explain, when you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us because we cannot see you. And even when we eagerly look upon you, your beautiful face, so lovingly with its adornments of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which was fashioned by foolish Brahma, the creator of mankind. So further, there are so many verses in Bhagavatam where it is mentioned, in the 29th chapter it is mentioned, when Krishna played on his flute, some of the gopis were milking cows. When they heard Krishna's flute, they stopped milking and went off to meet him. Some left milk curdling on the stove, and others left cake burning in their oven. There are many other verses mentioned how the gopis, they left when Krishna played his flute. Now here what we find, that similar instance is happening in Mathura, what we went through. All the women, whatever activities they were doing, they left everything. So, in this Bhagavatam, there are many pastimes of Lord Krishna, like when he went to Hastinapur, then when he went to Dwarka, Mithila. So similar instances are reported where we see, whereby all the, not only women, others also, they forget all their activities and they rush to see Krishna. So now all of us know that basically when Krishna plays his flute, so now anyone knows, did Krishna carry his flute to Mathura? So how many, they say yes, raise hands. So great. Okay, because Krishna, he never carries his flute out of Vrindavan. There are four leelas of Krishna, they are called Madhurya. Leela Madhurya, Bhakti Madhurya, Venu Madhurya and Rupa Madhurya. So here, when they heard this sound, that commotion from the people, yes, Krishna and Balaram, they are coming. So they got attracted. So if we see Krishna's flute, so from Krishna's flute, anyone knows how many melodies they come? They are called raga. There are unlimited ragas, morning, afternoon, evening. So, it is mentioned in the scriptures, if you make little mistake in playing some ragas, there can be an adverse effect. So, these eight ragas, they are called by first word, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. So now, just I'll give in short summary what each meter explains. The first meter is called Rag Mandhar. So it is mentioned that when Krishna plays his first meter on the flute, so all the demigods, especially Brahma, Shiva, Indra, even Anantashesh, they get mesmerized. You know what is mesmerized? They literally forget themselves. So when Krishna plays the second meter, it is mentioned that the moon stops moving. Even the clouds, they stop moving. And when Krishna plays the third meter, it is mentioned that the Yamuna goes the other way round. Anyone knows what is other way round? She starts flowing backwards. Actually, there is one river in Maharashtra, is called Surya Nadi. One place called Palghar. So there is one unique river still existing. So this river, it flows occasionally the other way round, rivers. So here what we see, Yamuna flows the other way round. And when Krishna plays his fourth meter, so can anyone guess what happens? So you should know. You are living in Vrindavan. So when Krishna plays the fourth meter, especially the cows and calf, the cows stop grazing or eating the grass. The cows, especially baby cows, they stop drinking the milk. They just start listening to the melody, pointing their ears. Similarly, all the birds, and there are bumblebees, even the other animals, there is a complete silence. We call pin drop silence, like that. So, fifth meter, I think at least all of you know, what is fifth meter? So, fifth meter is played by Krishna when Krishna wants to enact Ras Leela. And this is heard only by the gopis who are qualified to enter the Ras Leela. Not all the gopis. One time, Garg Samhita explains, by mistake, Lord Shiva heard. And just hearing that noise, sound, so Lord Shiva came all the way to Vrindavan, where the Ras Leela was being enacted by Krishna. It is Vamshivat. There is another Vamshivat in Bhandirvan. So that is the fifth meter. It is only exclusively for the gopis who are entitled to enter Krishna's pastimes. So now we go to the sixth meter. So sixth meter, when Krishna plays sixth meter, so Vasant Rutu, the best of all seasons. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 10.35, Rutunam Kusumakara. So what is Kusumakara? That season where all the flowers, they blossom. Okay? So now when Krishna plays the seventh meter, all the six seasons, they manifest simultaneously. There are six seasons. Actually, Ayurveda mentions our body, in 24 hours, our body undergoes six seasons. And occasionally you'll find, especially some countries, tropical countries or in Antarctica, so there you can find two, three seasons in a day. Morning, afternoon, evening, different seasons. So it is mentioned in Krishna's manifest pastimes. In Vrindavan, there were different varieties of forest. In one forest, it is mentioned that Rituvan. There were forests of Rituvan, where there is to be a special Ritu, season, throughout the year. So now there are six seasons. What are the six seasons? Can anyone tell what are the six seasons in Sanskrit? There are six seasons. Okay. It begins from Vasant, Grishma, Varsha, Sharad, Shishir and Hemant. So these are the six seasons which are mentioned in the scriptures. And when Krishna plays the eighth meter, can anyone guess what happens? Now I told all the seven. So what happens when Krishna plays this eighth meter? So this is exclusively heard by Radharani. It's only for Radharani. And it is mentioned that Radharani is being pulled by the flute wherever Radharani is there. There is one place in Vrindavan, I think most of you must have gone. There is one place called Anjanok. Anyone knows Anjanok? When you go to Barsana, it is just 4 kilometers before Barsana from Chhata. So it is mentioned that one time Krishna, he played his flute. And Radharani was also, that time she was dressing herself and she had applied mascara to only one eye. So hearing this sound, immediately she left everything and she ran all the way where Krishna was there. And when Krishna, he saw, yes, Radharani has not put her mascara in other eye. So if you go there, now also you can find there is one Sheila. This is called Anjana Sheila. The Brajwasis, they call Anjana Sheila. It is a village of one gopi from the eight principal gopis, Induleka. So Krishna, he rubbed on that Sheila and he applied that mascara on Radharani's other eye. So these are the 8 meters where we see played by Krishna. So Rup Goswami explains in Upadeshamrit, like here today, basically it is mentioned about eagerness, how much eager we are. So the third verse explains Utsaha Nishya Dhairya Tattat Karma Pravartanat Sangatyaga Satovritti Shadbir Bhakti Prasiddhati. So I'll not go through everything. First is that enthusiastic means eagerness. And also Rupa Goswami explains there is one nice verse in Padyavali. This verse is verse number 14, very nice verse. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutobhi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Maulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukrite Na Labhyate. So what Rupa Goswami explains that pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price. That is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. And today's world, what do you find? People paying any cost, especially for iPhone. People are mad. They pay any amount of money. This is all madness in the material world. But for a devotee, they are ready to pay any price. So you see, there are certain communities in the market. So when the season begins, especially mango season in India, when mango season begins, it begins with 5,000 rupees per dozen. Now you can find maybe 50 rupees kilo. Okay, it differs from place to place. So here, what we see, intense desire to see Lord Krishna. There are a good number of pastimes. We'll just mention one or two pastimes. One story all of you know about Leela Shubh. Who is Leela Shubh? One of our acharyas is called Leela Shubh. Bilumangal Thakur. So Bilumangal Thakur, actually he was a big landlord's son. One time he was doing his father's Shraddh ceremony. And he was in a desperate mood to go to meet the woman, especially there was one prostitute by name Chintamani. So he used to cross the river and he used to meet her. So he was in desperation and the evening was setting and it was getting twilight. It was about to get dark. So, and it was heavily raining. And what happened? He saw there is no boatman. And it is mentioned that he climbed on a dead body and he crossed the river and he went to the house of Chintamani. So it was too late by then and she had blocked the house from inside and she was staying maybe on the first floor. So there also in desperation he was looking how to go upwards. So there was a snake hanging. So he caught that snake thinking to be a rope. And by the time he went inside, he was bruised. And seeing his physical condition, Chintamani, she got shocked. What she said, if at all you had this same eagerness to see Lord Krishna. So it is mentioned that this was a U-turn in the life of Bilumangal Thakur. Later on, all of you know what happened in his life. So there is a similar pastime in Sri Sampradaya. So there is one pastime mentioned there. There was one disciple of Ramanujacharya. So his name was Dhanurdas. So Dhanurdas, he had one beautiful wife. And her especially eyes were so beautiful in material world, even in today's world also. So people, they like the blue eyes. I don't know which country people have, but whatever it is. So this Dhanurdas wife, she had a very beautiful eyes in a material sense. So one day what happened, the Lord's Ranganath Palki was going, even Ramanujacharya was escorting the Palki, all devotees they were following, and this Dhanurdas, he was holding a big umbrella, shading the sun, and he was gazing at his wife, and he was not looking at this Palki and other things. Sometimes we get lost, you know. So he was so much lost looking at his wife. So when Ramanujacharya he saw, he told one of his disciples, go and tell that fool, come and meet me. So later on, somebody told, okay, I'll hold the umbrella for your wife. Why don't you go and meet Ramanujacharya? He said, okay. He complied. So by the time he came to meet Ramanujacharya, Ramanujacharya was near the deity of Ranganath. And that time the pujari was doing the aarti, he was offering the camphor lamp. And Ramanujacharya, he told him, okay, look at the Lord. So it is mentioned that when Dhanurdhar, he saw the beauty of the Lord's eyes, so he completely forgot his wife. And he asked forgiveness to his spiritual master. So what here we see, especially the women of this Mathura, they got so much attracted just by hearing that Krishna has come. So they left everything and they went to see Lord Krishna. And also sometimes we enact one drama called Daku Bhagat. This is one nice pastime, how we get attracted just by hearing to Krishna's pastime. So one time there was one dacoit, so he didn't have much time, he used to do a robbery in the night time. So one time there was a Bhagavad Katha going late evening, and that Bhagavad Kathakar, he was mentioning about Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And that day he was explaining very meticulously how Krishna puts on different garments, especially ornaments. And he was explaining about different especially ornaments and how costly they are, especially the jewels. And when this thief, this dacoit, he was hearing, he was taking the note and he was calculating, if I rob this Krishna, so many generations of my family, they need not to go for here and there robbing people. So after the Bhagavatam was over, all the people went off. So this dacoit, he came to this Bhagavatkar and he said, whatever you mentioned is really, it is true. So this fellow got little fearful seeing this dacoit. He said, yes, if you go to Vrindavan, you will find Krishna. So he was very desperate and he was eager. So he took the way path to Vrindavan. And one day he arrived in Vrindavan. And what happened? He was roaming in one of the forests, and Krishna is seated in everyone's heart. Krishna knows, ye yatha mam prapadyante. So what happened? He was hiding in a bush and he happened to see Krishna. And he saw his list and he was completely bewildered. Whatever was mentioned, everything was there according to the list. So now, what he was thinking, I can't rob, there are so many cowherd boys around, there will be a big, the situation will be very chaotic, the children will, they will, in fear of seeing me, they will run away. So Krishna, he knew that, yes, this fellow has come. So Krishna took a chance, and he just deviated from the cowherd boys, and he came to the place where this dacoit was hiding. And suddenly he encountered, but seeing Krishna, he just started glorifying Krishna. He said, so you have so many ornaments, why don't you give me one or two? But Krishna, what he said, no, my mother has a list. When I go back home, she will check everything. If something, she will give me a nice slap. So I can't give you anything. So best, why don't you come to my house and you can ask my mother, maybe she will relent, she will give you. So seeing this Krishna's magnanimity, so somehow he forgot everything. So later on what happened, because just he saw Krishna, he forgot that he was a robber. And also he left this job of robbing the people. So Bhagavatam, there are many instances wherein we hear how devotees, they get attracted. Narad Muni, he explains to Vyasdev in the first canto, sixth chapter. He explains that I desire to see again the transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with art, with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. And thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. So what he explains, that Narad Muni, when he went to the forest Himalayas, the first time the Lord gave him his darshan, and later on the Lord said, okay, now you need not to meditate again because you will not get to see this form again. Also in third canto, there is mentioned Krishna's pastimes out of Vrindavan. It is mentioned that there in the house of the demon, all the princesses kidnapped by Narakasura at once became alert upon seeing the Lord, the friend of the distressed. They looked upon him with eagerness, joy and shyness, and offered to be his wives. Later on, Krishna, he married them, the 16,108 princesses. So then, again, there's one narration about the four Kumaras entering Vaikuntha. In the third canto, it is mentioned that when the four Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of Hari, while their divinities looked upon, their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger due to their great eagerness. Now here what we see, they came with an eagerness to see the Lord, but they were forbidden. So it is mentioned that with great eagerness to see their most beloved Lord, Sri Hari. So here they became angry. Further what we see, they cursed Jay and Vijay. And also it is mentioned that when Lord Shiva, he heard about the Mohini Murti. So Lord Shiva was so eager, he wanted to see the Mohini Murti form of the Lord. And Lord Shiva, he went all the way to Vaikuntha, and there he petitioned Lord Vishnu, I want to have a look at that form. So what Lord Shiva mentions, my Lord, I have come here desiring to see that form of your Lordship with which you showed to the demons to captivate them completely. In this way, enable the demigods to drink nectar. I am very eager to see that form. Lord Shiva explains that he is very much eager to see that form. So Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he writes, by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. So here, Prabhupada basically explains that when we take the association of devotees and when we hear in the company of devotees, then we get the opportunity to see the Lord. And in Bhagavatam, there are two similar verses wherein we find that the eagerness, like here we mentioned about the ocean churning pastime, Samudra Manthan Leela, the demons, they were very much eager for, in the first instance, they were eager for nectar. But when Mohini Murti manifested, they were eager to see her. They forgot the nectar. There is one nice verse before saying Mohini Murti, what was their understanding? So the verse mentions, Mita Kaler Abhut Tesham Tad Arthe Tarsa Teshapam Aham Puram Aham Puram Natvam Natvam Iti Prabho. What they said, so Sukadeva Goswami mentions, O king, a quarrel arose among the demons over who would get the nectar first. Each one of them said, you cannot drink it first. I must drink it first. Me, myself first, not you. So here there was a competition. But when they saw Mohini Murti, they forgot everything. So their eagerness was completely diverted to see Mohini Murti. But in the Bhagavatam, again, in Agasur Leela, similar verse, second part of the verse, Yadi Duragatha Krishno Vana Shobekshanayam Tam Ahampuram Ahampuram Iti Samsparshare Mire. So here Sukadeva Goswami explains that sometimes Krishna would go to somewhat distant place to see beauty of the forest. Then all the other boys would run to accompany him, each one saying, I shall be the first to run and touch Krishna. I shall touch Krishna first. In this way, they enjoyed by repeatedly touching Krishna. So here, they used to find interest, they used to be eager to touch Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that stressed, we should be eager in whatever service we do. In one of Prabhupada lecture, what Prabhupada explains, whatever services we are doing, if we are doing with eagerness, either it is hearing, chanting, listening, book distribution, preaching, worshipping, or even cooking, or even cleaning, if we do with eagerness, the Lord will reciprocate. As I told you in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, 4th chapter, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. And what we see in Vrindavan pastimes, especially in Vrindavan pastimes, So all the demons, they came with one intention from Putna. Anyone knows what was the, who was the last demon killed by Krishna before leaving for Mathura? Who was the last demon? Everyone knows first demon. Who was the last demon Krishna killed? Yomasura. Okay. So all these demons, there was only one intention, was just to kill Krishna. They came in one eagerness just to kill Krishna. So Krishna reciprocated according to their desire. But what we see, the Brajavasis, what was their desire? Just to serve Krishna in all situations of life. In happiness or even in distress. What we see, whenever the Brajavasis, they used to be in distress, they remembered Krishna. They didn't remember anyone else. So this was their intensity, and they were so much eager to serve Krishna. So Krishna, he reciprocated with Brajavasis in the five rasas: Shantras, Dasyaras, Sakiras, Vasalras, Madhuraras. So what we see, the similar pastimes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and what we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was doing his pastimes, he used to go different places, and oftentimes there used to be good number of lakhs of devotees, they used to come and they used to gather. There is one pastime where it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed at the place of Nandana Acharya. And the crowd was so intense, they were so desperate to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were begging Nandana Acharya, why don't you give us one glimpse? So somehow he was telling, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left this place. But they couldn't believe. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas, so that time he was so eager, so immediately he wanted to go to Vrindavan, Manamora Vrindavan. That time he was in such a desperate mood, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So somehow Nityananda Prabhu, he debated him, and he brought him all the way to Shantipur. And later on, Sachi Mata, she said, no, you can't go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is too far. So why don't you stay at Jagannath Puri? Because Jagannath Puri is near, and people keep coming and going. So I'll come to know about how you are doing. So just to reciprocate with his mother, what we see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And there his pastimes, they are called Vipralambali. Vipralamba means eager, intense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he is to witness all the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna. But despite all this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eager to come to Vrindavan. It is mentioned that in the beginning, somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he restrained. Every time the devotees, they used to say, wait for some time. So ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now no more waiting, I will go. After Dol Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came all the way walking from Jharkhand to Vrindavan. And the moment he entered Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw a peacock. It is mentioned, Mayurera Kanta Dekhi. And when he saw the throat, the neck of peacock, he got unconscious. He remembered Lord Krishna. So that was the intensity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, so oftentimes he restrained from going near because he knew he will get unconscious. So oftentimes he used to stand at Garud Stambha. All of you know, in Jagannath Puri, so in the temple there are different mandap. There is one Bhog Mandap. Behind that there is a Garud Stambha where Garudji is sitting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand there. Even that condition also sometimes used to get intense. Some devotees, they mention that there is a one thumb impression in that Garud Stambha, which is of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one time what happened, there was one lady, old lady, she was also eager. Somehow in the crowd, she couldn't see Jagannath. And she was so intense, so she was looking for a place, like sometimes we see the children, they climb this column, they want to have a good look. So this lady in mad desperation, she climbed the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, Govinda, he got completely mesmerized. Now he didn't know what to do. He started chastising that woman. So somehow this woman, she came down. So later on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you Adivasi. So he just chastised him. He gave a very hard word. All of you know in India, what is meant by Adivasi? Adivasi means uncultured. Especially in India, if one does something wrong, sometimes people they call Adivasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't have that much intensity. I nanda tanuja kinkaram. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he, although he was trying to go near the altar, but that high intensity was there. Also in gopis what we see, there is one viraha agni. Viraha agni means that fire of separation to see Lord Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita also, what we see in the 11th chapter, when Arjuna, he saw Lord Krishna's universal this form, somehow Arjuna was not content. So Arjuna later on, he told Krishna, yes, I don't want to see this form. Later on, Krishna changed into his normal two-handed form. And later on, Krishna explained that, bhaktya tva ananya shakya. So Krishna explains, my dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way you can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So here we have to have that intense taste. So Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, Nama Gane Sada Ruchi Laya Krishna Nam. So if we have Nama Gane Sada Ruchi, it is not that after 16 rounds just keep the mala and next day you want to recall, where did I keep my mala? I remember sometimes we have yatra and a good number of devotees, they join the yatra, and in lost and found department they have 10 to 15 malas, you know, and fortunately, unfortunately, they don't write their number, and when they announce, nobody claims, because then you become shy, you know, you become a culprit. Yes. So in the yatra, on an average, we collect 40 to 50 in a week. This especially bead bags, forgotten here and there. So, but if we have that intensity, Nama Gane Sada Ruchi, then only Laya Krishna Nam, then only Krishna can manifest in our heart. So we have to practice. So Prabhupada has given us the first regulative principle is that to chant 16 rounds regularly. So in that way we can develop the eagerness of seeing Krishna. And it is not so easy to see Lord Krishna because at this stage we are not qualified. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he used to often say that don't try to see the Lord, but serve in such a way that the Lord will come and see you. There is one real life story in America. There are a good number of multinational companies. There was one big company, and one time the owner, he was going through all the records of the employees, and he saw there was one employee for about 25 years. That employee was so regular in his job. No sick leave, no complaints against him. So he was completely taken back, and he told the manager, yes, I want to see this person in person. So all the way he went to the workshop where this person was working, and he gave him a big hug. He said, yes, I am proud that I have a person like you. So similarly, it is mentioned that, yes, whatever service we do as per the service assigned, and if we do in that spirit, so Krishna will reciprocate according to our bhav, our intensity. So there are good number of devotees, they regularly visit Vrindavan, and a good number of devotees, they have this thing. They have a understanding of reciprocation. So I'll end with one pastime. One devotee, he was visiting Vrindavan maybe 15 years back. So recently he was telling me, Prabhuji, I had the real reciprocation of my life in Vrindavan. So I said, yes, what happened? So he said, one time I was visiting Krishna Balaram temple, I was sitting in the Kirtan, and I was gazing at Krishna Balaram, and I was intensely gazing at them. So suddenly what I saw, that one finger of Krishna, like among the five fingers, all of you know, in India, the children, they have different body language, okay? So this finger, all of you know. So what happened? He saw once through that Krishna's one finger looking like this. So again he saw second time. So now this time he got mesmerized. What to do? So third time he couldn't withstand. So he came near the altar. So then he intensely started looking at the deities. Then a pujari came. Somehow Krishna reciprocated. So he put one garland and he gave him some prasad. So he said, Prabhu, I am now completely charged. So this way, here what we see, although the women of Mathura, this is their first opportunity to see Krishna coming to Mathura, and also they are glorifying the gopis of Vrindavan. So we should keep this intensity of going, that one day we'll get the opportunity to go and meet Krishna, Hare Krishna. So anyone has any comment, question? We have just 1 minute left. About the intensity. Yes. Hena kena prakarena Krishna mana Krishna nivaseyate. Take the mic. So I mentioned whatever I could. Maybe you can hear again. Whatever I could, I told in the class, whatever I could with the different pastimes. So it differs person to person, how much we are consciously doing our sadhana. Yes. Hare Krishna. So Granthra Simad Bhagavatam ki, Shlok Rupat ki, Hare Krishna.